USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Brand new in the headlines this hour, impeachment articles expected to be announced Tuesday in the House, two expected to be drafted. Meanwhile, the Inspector General's report released 476 pages, including an executive summary. It's taken almost 2 years to complete, the IG Michael Horowitz finding FBI performance failures, but no political bias. He writes, "We did not find documentary or testimonial evidence, political bias, or improper motivation influence the FBI's decision to seek FISA authority on Carter Page. He's the former Trump campaign advisor surveilled by the FBI back in 2016. And at the impeachment inquiry, a black and white sign that says, "Where's Adam?" Republicans furious. Adam Schiff not at the hearing to answer questions. Instead, all-day testimony from two lawyers representing Democrats. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate committee. Rootwall.com.
In USA News for Your Health, Gallup reports a record 25% of Americans say they or a family member put off treatment for a serious medical condition because of the price, USA Radio's John Clemens reports.
Results from the Gallup survey found that is up from 19% from a year ago, with another 8% indicating a family member put off treatment for other less serious conditions. I spoke to Lydia Saad of Gallup, who says that brings the percentage of households delaying care due to the expense to 33%, tying the high from 2014.
Overall, we find a third of U.S. adults say that they or their family couldn't afford care in the past year, and a subset of those, which is one in four Americans, say they couldn't afford care for a serious medical condition.
I'm John Clemens.
To the economy now. On Wall Street, the Dow down 105 points, the NASDAQ down almost 35 points, the S&P 500 down almost 10 points. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? Well, right now is the only time of year you can do anything about it. So make the switch to Liberty HealthShare. As a healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. So you can pick your program, choose your own doctors and hospitals, and choose when you sign up. They have programs for singles, couples, and families, all with no contracts, starting at only $199 per month. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
More now on one of our top stories here on USA Radio News, the IG report released and reaction to it. Here's USA Radio's Tim Berg.
Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Lindsey Graham says the DOJ watchdog report shows that the FBI Russia probe was fundamentally flawed. Speaking at the Capitol, the South Carolina Republican condemns the FBI's methods for obtaining warrants to surveil Trump campaign aide Carter Page.
I believe there will be no debate among reasonable-minded people, particularly lawyers, about how the system not only got off the rails, but in my view became a criminal enterprise.
Graham says he's not going to accept that politics were not involved because the people who oversaw the probe hate the president's guts. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
In other news, pro-life groups in Kentucky pleased with what they're hearing out of the Supreme Court. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the very latest now from Washington, D.C.
The U.S. Supreme Court has said it will not take up a challenge to the state of Kentucky's strict abortion law. The justices declining to hear an appeal to that law, which requires doctors to perform ultrasounds and show fetal images to women who request an abortion. The American Civil Liberties Union says it's extremely disappointed in the Monday denial by the High Court, saying that it's a law that's unconstitutional and deeply unethical. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.